quickly put him on Chelek Aleph to the Reish Pei Hei.
Rabbi Elazar based this Torah on a pasuk in Mishlei, which we say in Eishes Chayim. Now, the whole Mishlei, the whole Sefer Mishlei talks about the Torah, talks about praises of the Torah, and those praises can be applied, number one, to the Torah, they can be applied also to the Tzadik Emes. This Eishes Chayim Yinsa, Rahim Nina Mechra, refers to attaining the Torah. The Torah is called this Eishes Chayim. How many things are the Torah nikna with?
48.
That's this Eishes Chayim Yinsa. So that's one of the Ramazim that are brought. The word Chayim refers to this 48 things through which a person is kind of the Torah. And there's a lot of other proofs that are brought showing how this tefillah refers specifically to the Torah. Now, as far as Breslov is concerned, Bechal, this Nigan of Eishes Chayim is so important, and the tefillah of Eishes Chayim is so important, because we know that these two things by us are synonymous, the Torah and the Tzaddik. The Vav, in Hashem's name, Yudke Vavke, the Vav represents Zeranpin, which has two leading elements in it, Tiferes and Yisoid. Tiferes refers to the Torah. Tiferes, we say generally refers to the Torah. Titein Emes, the Torah is called Emes, and Emes is Tiferes. And that's symbolized by the letter Vav. And Yisoid is also symbolized by the letter Vav, and that refers to the Tzadik Yisoid Aylam. So this tefillah of Eishes Chayim is also used many times to refer to the Tzadik. Eishes Chayim Miyimsa, who's the one who's going to be zeichet to find this Tzadik, whom Varochalik Mipni Nimichro, whose value is far greater than diamonds. Note right away that refers to the name of Talmud Chacham, because the Pasuk says Yikarahi Mipninim, that a Talmud Chacham is much more precious than the Kohen Gadol who was able to go Lifnai V'Lifnim. So this chapter, Eishes Chayim, and as the whole Sefer Mishlei, is used many times to refer to the Torah, to being Zeche, to be Masig the Torah, or to be Masig the Tzadik, to be Zeche, to become attached, or Masig the greatness of the Tzadik. Note that the 148, referring to this level of Bina, referring to Rabbeinu Zal, who is Netzach, who is Bina, who is all these Madrigas of Kedusha, which a person hopes to get to. So now, in this chapter of Eishes Chayim, one of the psukim there is Tohamo Kitoy Sachra, taste it. Its merchandise is so good. Lo yichbe balayla neira, her candle will not be extinguished at night. And note, this refers basically to the Torah. Taste the Torah Kitoy Sachra, because the merchandise that the Torah, what the Torah has to sell, what the Torah has to offer is fantastic. And lo yichbe balayla neira, no matter how dark it gets for a person in life, the candle of the Torah, kiner mitzvah the Torah, the candle of the mitzvah of the Torah will never be extinguished. That's the basic pshat in the pasuk. Here Rabbeinu Zal is going to tie both items together. The Torah of the Tzaddik, specifically. Show how this chapter is referring specifically to the Torah which a person tastes by the Tzaddik Emes. Toamo kito sachra, hainu, tekev kishe toyamin, teresh pehe. Tekev kishetoyamin tam hateresh ha-tzadik emes. As soon as a person is zoicha to taste of the Torah of the tzadik emes, shuv lo yichbe balayla neira. From that point on, its candle will not be extinguished at night. Hainu, what does this refer to? Af al pi she'achakach yimna v'lo yiskari ve'lov. Let's say there's a person who tastes the Torah of the tzadik, and then he's held back. Yimna, miloshin menias. Something holds him back, and he's not zoicha to actually become niskarev to the tzaddik on a permanent type of basis. V'yiyeh rochik mimenu, and because of that, he's far from the tzaddik. Shezeh b'chinas laila v'choshech. Coming to the tzaddik is the symbol of oyer. Oyer tzaddikim yismach, the pasuk says. Oyer zaru al tzaddik l'ishrodai simcha. The more distant you are from the tzaddik, the more your status is symbolized by a bechina of cheshech. So Rabbeinu Zal says, a person who tastes the Torah of the tzaddik, and then he's not zecher to become niskarev, which means he remains in this state of cheshech. Afal pikein still, li oilom yo'ir lo yo'ir ha'toyroh shetom tzas mimeno bi'yoysa yetzloi. Regardless, forever, eternally, that Torah which he tasted, that drop of Torah which he tasted when he was by the tzaddik, will shine for him forever, throughout his entire life. This is what the pasuk means when it says, Toamo kitay sachra. Note, the word taste signifies, when I say taste this food, it means not for a prolonged period. Taste means something, the person who becomes niskarev just for a short while. Rabbi Nezal says, Tekev kishetayim in kitay sachra. We said Talmud HaSechra, Tekev kishetayim in kitay sachra. As soon as a person is zechet to taste that its merchandise is good. Meaning, what does that refer to? Shehu ha-Torah shel ha-Tzadik. This refers to the Torah of the Tzadik. Shehas-Chayra sheloi, his merchandise. Hainu ha-Torah sheloi, which is his Torah. What does a Tzadik sell? His Torah, his chidushei Torah, or his teaching of Torah. Rabbi Nezal says, its taste is very good. The light of the Torah, which this person was zechet to taste by the tzaddik, will always shine for him. Even at night, meaning, even when it becomes nisrachet, shehi bechinas laila, which we apply the term laila to that. The candle of Torah, of the Tzaddik Emes specifically, that can never be extinguished. That has a power to have a kiyum by a person. Now note, we have in the shiur, this past week, Rabbi Zal shiur on Wednesday night, he was talking about a certain item, about the importance of a Rebbe leaving behind a Ben and a Talmud. We had a whole deep discussion about that. And he quoted the pasuk, Asher ein chalifus lamoi, Asher ein chalifus lamoi, veloi. How does the pasuk finish? V'loi yorei elikim. Let's double check it. Asher ein chalifus lamoi. The pasuk says, Asher ein chalifus lamoi v'loi yorei elikim. The Gemara in Baba Basra darshins on that pasuk. What does the word chalifus refer to? This person has no eternal replacement for himself on earth, and he did not fear the world. So Rabbi Nezal on this Torah, Torah Zion, and the Gudam Tanina, Rabbi Nezal says, what's the connection? What is a Talmud? Is a son a behemoth that you create? A machine that eats and sleeps and works and drinks? That's giving birth to a son? That's not a son, that's a cow. You created a cow, or an ox, or a caterpillar. A person creates what the Torah calls a ben, or a Talmud. It means, Vishinantam levonecha. What's a ben? One that you teach Torah to. One whom you're zeicha to leave das with, seichel with. Dor ledor yishavach ma'asecha, v'gvorasech yagidu. What's a Talmud? Also, one whom you teach Torah to. And Rabbi Nezal explains differences between them. So the question is, how could it happen that a person is not zeicha to leave over a ben a Talmud? Does that mean literally he doesn't give birth at all? No. It means he doesn't leave over a ben a Talmud, meaning that they don't have a kiyum in frumkeit. In other words, he teaches them, but it fades away. Or he doesn't teach them at all. What could be the cause of that, Rabbi Nezal says? What could cause that a person could teach someone else Torah, and the Torah doesn't have a kiyum by that person? The Gemara says in Brachos, the Gemara says, exactly. The Gemara says that according to how much kol mi sheyesh bo yirat shemayim, devarav nishmoim. Any person who has yirat shemayim, his words are nishma. They're accepted. They're retained. They leave an imprint. Rabbi Nezal brings in Torah Hayelon Kedemaran koyloi naaseh ramim. His voice becomes like thunder. It thunders. It crashes into the heart of the one whom he's talking to. It's able to break through the stone, the layers of stone on a person's life, by the time it crashes through, and it leaves an imprint. It leaves an imprint there, it leaves a mark there. When there's Yira Shemayim. That's the definition that the Gemara, that's the prerequisite that the Gemara gives. Kol mi sheyesh bo Yira Shemayim, devarav nishmoim. His words will be heard. In other words, number one, he'll be able to break through nishmoim. Implies the parboros l'chachma, this Torah says, the word nishmoim implies hearing them, for starters, to be able to crash through layers and layers of stone. Nishmoim also implies retaining them. The fact that a person can arouse somebody to frumkeit for 15 minutes and then the person just fades away from the person. To have the koyach of being able to thunder into a person where that person got knocked in. And that's the sebechina that Rabbi Nezal is saying here about the tzaddik emes. Because the tzaddik emes is one who has perfected himself in the singing of Yira Shemayim. So that even balaylo, even if a person just tastes one shir of his and leaves, as you see cases, we have cases of people who say this, they went to one shir and they never forget that item. That I'll never forget, period. Why? Because of this ingredient, kol mi sheyesh bo yirat shemayim devarav nishmoim. So Rabbi Nezal says, lo yichbe balayla neira, that this Torah has a gift, it has a power, that even if the person is nisrachik, the reshimu will always be left there. The reshimu will always be left in the person, because it came from a tzaddik. That's what Rabbi Nezal says. Now just to go for a second, to turn to the back, all the way in the back of the sefer, by the part where it has Sifrei Hashayuchim L'Hatoros, this Torah was said by Rabbi Nezal directly to a specific Talmud. Rav Nosanzal writes, Ish echot hoyo etzloi bimeinu urov shel oisai ho'ish hoy Breslov. There was a man who came to Rav Nosanzal when he was very young, here in the city of Breslov. He came to Rav Nosanzal. Va'oz niskasher ma'oid l'Rav Nosanzal b'tshuka gedoyla. And he became attached to Rav Nosanzal with a tremendous yearning, with a burning desire to be mekushet Rav Nosanzal. V'shoma oz me Rav Nosanzal divrei Torah nifloim. And this person was zeicha to be around at a time when Rav Nosanzal mentioned some of the most wondrous Torahs in the Likutei Moran. Hainu ha-Torah Tehillah l'David, Torah Yud Beis in Likutei Moran, which is fantastic, where Rav Nosanzal says the whole thing about Chacham Shed Yehudai. He talks about the difference between a true Talmud Chacham and a Shed Yehudai. A whole spectacular thing there. V'oi diburim nifloim, and other wondrous words from Rav Nosanzal. V'omar lo Rav Nosanzal, and Rav Nosanzal said to this Talmud, Ani yoideya, I know shebiyomim haboim loitisa etzli, that in days to come you are not going to be traveling to me, v'loitiyya mekurav shali, and you're not going to be one of my mekuravim, you're not going to be one of my close students. And Rav Nosanzal adds on in parentheses, v'chein hoyo, shachakach lo hoyo oidei zor Rav Nosanzal. This actually happened, that afterwards this Talmud fell away and stopped coming. But Rav Nosanzal said to him, ach afal pikein, but regardless, Rav Nosanzal said to this Talmud, I'm telling you right now that what you've tasted from me in the short time that you're going to be around is going to help you a lot. And Rav Nosanzal then mentioned this pasuk to this Talmud specifically, that note, it doesn't say eat from, it says taste. A person who's zeicha even to taste from the Torah that's tzaddik, that leaves him a marked man. He'll never be the same as he was before he tasted that Torah, so that even when he goes into a choshech, this Torah has such a powerful beam that it'll shine away for him even after he's misrache. Imagine how much more beneficial it is for one who's zeicha to taste and doesn't make the mistake, decides to stick around for the whole meal, and especially when is the climax of the meal? The dessert. The dessert. The main thing is who finishes. Many people, there are many people who start off religious, running and jumping, and then they get caught up along the way in Mishigasim, and each one gets tripped up all kinds of different things, where you can look at a person and see he's nowhere near as religious, as orthodox, nowhere near as much Torah or Tefillah as he was when he was first Niskarev. A person like that, you know that he was misrachic, no question. In other words, he let things go to a point where things weakened, slowed down, he peaked, and then drifted out, or straggled, or whatever it is. A person has to be smart, have the intelligence to understand that in Kiddusha it's malin bakedesh. You have to keep rising, climbing and climbing, and as you continue in a meal, everything is leading up. You start off with a tease. They give you an entree, which is hot, and it's meat. It's like a taste of the main course, but it's a fake out. It's nothing compared to the main course, that roast beef, whatever chicken wings or nonsense they give you up front. It's just a hint as to what's going to be coming. Then they give you a salad, then they give you a soup, then they give you a main course, and you figure after this was like the most spectacular thing. Person would say, okay, I'm full. A person wasn't intelligent enough to leave a little room to know that the climax is yet to come. The climax is the dessert, and that's going to be the highest level conceivable. So to in Kiddusha, one who's zeicha to make it, to hold out till the end, to keep trying and pushing to come close to Hashem, to come close to the tzaddik emes, that person is zeicha to really, if this is what Rav Nosanzal says about one who tasted and left, imagine what could be said about a person who's zeicha to taste it and stay. Imagine what kind of oyer a person like that is given to be able to get through any kind of choshech conceivable.
To someone, let's say, who fell away totally, came on from that type of thing, how is it apparent? Is this life apparent?
I heard our Rebbe, Zichrono Levracha, mentioned that he had Talmidim who went iskarif to him, and they became frum and fire. And then they fell away from Shmirah Shabbos, many of them. They became non-Shemesh Shabbos, Rahman al-Islam. But he said each one was a marked man. You could each one retain something. This one, it was tzitzis. The tzitzis that he was not Shemesh Shabbos, but the tzitzis he wouldn't give him. This one, it was Kiddush Friday night. He got so enthralled that he wasn't Shemesh, nothing, he watched television, but the kid, each one a different thing that remained by him, where you could tell. Now note, Tomo Kitev Sakhali Ich Bobalayla Neiro. It doesn't say avuka, it says aner. Aner means a small candle. that not necessarily is going to be a bright, beaming light. Excuse me, proof is you see this Talmud was Nisrachi, but there's a nair that's going to be left, that you could look at this person, you'll see that once he tasted, because it happened to be a tzaddik, the nair had to be left there. That is no way to learn it. Baruch Hashem. Rav Nosson Zal adds on now, Shamati Mishmoy Mikvar, I heard in Rabbeinu Zal's name, implying that he didn't hear this directly from Rabbeinu Zal. He heard said told over in Rabbeinu Zal's name previously, Mashe Omar al Pasuk Shaftim Vishaitrin Titim Chabachol Sharecha. That Rabbeinu Zal once told the whole Torah on the Pasuk and Chumash, Shaftim Vishaitrin Titim Chabachol Sharecha, that you should appoint judges and police in all your cities. Venishkach Haroiv. Imagine what that means. Venishkach Haroiv, majority of the Torah was forgotten. It's not available, period. This is remnants of that Torah, little tidbits that we were able to remember. Note, the Pasuk says in Chumash that Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu should say to Yehoshua, Ksav Zois Zikoroin Basefer, Vesim Biosne Yehoshua. Ksav Zois Zikoroin Basefer. Whatever you write down, you remember. Whatever you don't write down, Rachmana Litzlan, it's very easy to forget. Picture this person, anybody looks at his Sforim, you know what kind of mind that this person had, and what kind of respect he had when he heard Rabbeinu Zal's words. And it was Rabbeinu Zal. You can't say Rabbeinu Zal wasn't a Yirei Shamayim. Where if he spoke, imagine the words should have been inscribed in letters this thick on each person's, every organ of each person's body. But the answer is there was Bechira. There was free choice. There was a potential to forget. As spectacular as the Shirim were, the Bechira was on the part of the Talmidim, which if they wrote it down, if they made every effort conceivable to retain it, it was there, and what wasn't, wasn't. Proof is, look, by Rabbeinu Zal, there's a lot. What we have is nowhere near all of Rabbeinu Zal's Torah. Whatever Rav Nosson Zal wrote down, we have. Whatever he didn't write down, parts that he says he forgot, we don't have. And all the other Talmidim who came before him, and different times, most of what they heard, we don't have, simply because it wasn't inscribed for posterity. Okay, so now Rav Nosson Zal says, Torah Resh Pei Vav. Rabbeinu Zal said, Ki Yesh Gan Eden. There is something called Gan Eden. V'heim Shnei Bechinois. These are actually two categories. Gan, V'Eden. These two are not actually one item. As Rabbeinu Zal mentions in a few of the earlier Torahs in the Kudamar Chelek Aleph, these are two items. Gan refers to a lower level, as the Zohar HaKadosh says. Eden refers to a higher level. V'heim b'chinas chochma ilo v'chochma tato. They symbolize two levels of chochma. Eden ilo and Eden, an upper chochma and a lower chochma. Rabbeinu Zal explains now. Ki ikar tainug gan Eden hu hasogas chochma selukus. What's going to be the main pleasure in gan Eden? It's going to be an understanding, an achievement of understanding heavenly wisdom. Hainu chachma ilo v'chachma tato, shehim b'chinas gan eden kana. This refers to chachma ilo and chachma tato, which are gan eden, which we said. Ach, Rabbeinu Zal said, however, lizkois loze, in order for a person to be zeiche, to achieve gan eden, which basically refers to an incredible hasoga of chachma selukus, yef sher kiyim al yidei hasheorim. In order to be zeiche, to achieve this chachma, you have to go through the gates. There is a concept of Sha'arei Gan Eden. There is a concept of gates leading into Gan Eden, where it's impossible to get into Gan Eden unless you go through those gates. Rabbeinu Zal says, Ki Yesh She'orim, there are gates. Hainu Bechinas Sha'arei Gan Eden. They're referred to in many places as the gates to Gan Eden. Sha'idei says, Zeichen Lichmais L'Gan Eden. Through these gates, a person is zeichet to enter into Gan Eden. Da'ainu lahasogas chochma ilo v'chochma tato. A person is zeichet to get to understand chochma ilo and chochma tato. How? By going through these gates of Gan Eden. Ach elu hasheorim genuzim utemunim ba'oretz. The problem is, you must go through the gates, so fine, show me where the gates are, I'll go through with them. There's a second problem, that the gates are hidden. These gates are kept hidden. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says in Eicha, that one of the problems that was caused by the Churban Beis HaMikdash, by the sins that were committed, Rahman al-Islam, that caused the Churban Beis HaMikdash was, Tavu Ba'oretz She'oreho. The gates of Yerushalayim sank into the ground. They sank into the ground, they became hidden from the view of people. And this, Rabbeinu Zal says, re-symbolizes the gates of Gan Eden, because we know that what is Gan Eden referred to sometimes as Yerushalayim Shel Malah, There's a pasuk loy avoy boir ad bekir b'chakaydesh. The Gemara darshins that Hashem will not enter into the Yerushalayim shalmala until the Yerushalayim shalmata is fixed up. So here Rabbeinu Zal seems to imply that the symbolism of this Yerushalayim shalmala refers to a concept of Gan Eden also. Now the question is, okay, so you told me that the gates have sunk into the ground. How do you get them out of the ground, or how are you supposed to deal with this situation? Rabbeinu Zal says, we need a person who's a master over the ground, over the eretz, over the earth, we need a person who would be capable of taking out and standing up and establishing these gates which sunk into the ground, which sank into the ground. Rabbeinu Zal says, Veda, and you should know, Sha'al Yidei Limud Poiskim, through the study of Halacha, Zaychen Lihiyos Melech U'Mashiach Bahoretz. A person is zeicha to get to be a king and a ruler over the world. Note, halacha refers to malchus. The concept of these she'orim, zeh ha'shar l'ashem tzadikim yavoy yavoy, sha'ar is which sphera? Sha'ar is malchus. So, what does that tell you? That's a pasuk that's brought about it, but how do we see from there that sha'ar is malchus? The answer is when a person wants to enter into the Kedusha, what's the first sphera that they encounter? The malchus. What's the Aramaic word for shar? How do we say shar in Aramaic? Tara. Tof resh ayin aleph. Because in Aramaic, the shin is exchanged for a tof. The Sifrei Kabbalah bring that the word aleph dalet nun yud, which is the name of Hashem for malchus, b'miloi, is bigimatria tara, exactly, which means shar. Showing that this is the Shah al Hashem. There's a whole Rebbe, one of the Friday afternoon Chidushim that Rebbe Zalman said, I think I mentioned it a long time ago, was on the Pasuk, Se'u She'orim Roshechem, Ufi'inosu Pischayolim, Vyovoy Melech HaKovoyim. A whole thing there about the last letters of Se'u She'orim Roshechem being Mem Vov Mem, which is Elikim, which is a whole, one of the last Shemas of the Shemayim Beis. A whole thing proving, clarifying even more, how the Sinyan of Shah is an Inyan of Malchus. Halacha, the limud of halacha is the malchus kedusha, because the Sifrei Kabbalah bring that halacha is the letters hakala. This refers to the kala, and what is the kala? The kala is hidden. The kala symbolizes the singing of hidden meitzitz min acharakim. In other words, we look through the curtains to get a peek at the kala. Kol kevoido basmelech penima. This refers to these she'orim that sank into the ground that are kept hidden. Which she'orim? What does the Gemara say in brachas? She'orim hametzuyonim bahalacha. That's what it refers to specifically. So now Rabbeinu Zal says, Vida shalidei limud poiskim zeichen liyos melech u'mashiach baretz. The study of poiskim helps establish a person as a melech on the world, on the eretz. Va'oz yichaylin lahamid u'lahokim ha'she'orim she'tovu baretz. And that helps a person to establish and stand up the gates which sank into the ground. V'zeh b'chinas, this is what the pasuk says, melech b'mishpot ya'amid eretz. A king, one who wants to be a king. How is he ma'amid, that which sank into the ground? Through mishpat. What is mishpat? Mishpat is the limud of halacha. Judging, kosher, posel, tamei tor, osur mutter. Ba'mishpat daiko, hainu aide mishpat, shehu mishpatei v'dinei ha-toira. Da hainu limud paiskim, shenavarim mishpat v'dinei ha-toira. This refers to the study of paiskim shulchan aruch, by which were nevarer the mishpatim and dinim of the Torah. That's how a person becomes a king and a ruler. That helps a person to establish that which sank into the eretz, the she'orim. Or the word eretz itself, many times, is used to symbolize malchus, right? Melech b'mishpot yamid eretz, with eretz is malchus. The eretz miskayma malay. The land gave him his kemimus, his standing up tool. Va'oz ma'amid u'mekim u'megale ha'she'orim she'tovu boretz. Then this person is zeichet to pick up and to establish and to reveal these gates that sank into the ground. That's how a person is zeichet to Gan Eden. Zehu, this is what the pasuk means when it says, Shoiftim v'shoitrim titemecha b'chol she'orecha lishvotecha. The pasuk says, Hashem says to the Jews, you're commanded to establish shoiftim, judges, v'shoitrim, and police. You should place in all your she'orim, in all your gates, at the entrance to all your cities. That's where you should have police and judges. Lishvotecha, for each one of your tribes. Each tribe was required to have its own bezdin, its own she'orim. Rabbein Azal says, the word shevet is roshei tevois tovu ba'aretz she'arecha. That why should you establish police? Why should you learn this limud of judgment, mishpat, shayftim v'shaytrim, which is halacha basically? Why? Lishvotecha, for the purpose of l'shevet, for the purpose of correcting the problem of tovu ba'aretz she'arecha. The problem that the shiorim, the shower of kedusha, sank into the ground. The levona is hidden. It's miskas. Bakese liyim chageno. Lechiu maati esatzmech. The malchus has gone into hiding. How we megale the malchus? That's through the limud of hakala, the limud of halacha. Vezehu shayftim v'shayfrim titem lecha. Ki hashayftim v'shayfrim. Finishing. Let us see him. Listen. Listen. Listen.
Wow.
Yeah. 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Rabbi Nizal says, ki ha-shaiftim v'shaitrim. You can put this on tape for posterity. This is the person that just entered this room is a person who has a very, very big hand in making this sefer, the Likutei Moran, available to the English-speaking world. It's being worked on now. There's a project, a $1 million project going on. The first 4 Torahs of the Likutei Moran have already been translated into English and are almost ready to be published, and it's due to the credit of an individual in our midst who happened to walk in just as we're making a siyum on the first sefer Likutei Moran, which means to be able to get credit for 7 years. This took 7 years so far, Taran up to here, to get credit for the whole thing. Rabbi Nizal says, "Vezehu shayftim v'shaytrim titemecha." The pasuk says that the Jews are required to establish judges and police. Ki hashayftim v'shaytrim, the judges and police. She'em b'chinas ha-manhigim v'ha-moishlim b'oretz. They symbolize the rulers and the kings of the world. The judges, they're in a position of rulership, kingdom. V'zehu shayftim daiko. This is why the pasuk uses the word judges specifically. Ki ho'ikar al-yedei mishpatei ha-Torah. The main perfection. Rabbi Nizal is talking about the problem of the fact that a person, in order to get into Gan Eden, has to go through certain gates, the Shari Gan Eden. Rabbi Nizal says there's a problem because the pasuk says in Eicha that due to the sins of Israel, the gates of Gan Eden have sunk into the ground. We don't know where they are. What mitzvah is there specifically that helps to bring these, that puts a person in a position to be able to bring these gates out of the ground so as to be able to walk through them into Gan Eden? Rabbi Nizal stresses here the limud of halacha, the study of paiskin, learning halacha every single day, and he proves it by the pasuk Melech b'mishpat yamid eretz. That a king, one who's a king, man malki rabbonon, a person who studies Torah is called a king, by mishpat, through the study of mishpat, which refers to halacha, judging whether an item is kosher or treif, etc., all of those situations, yamid, by doing that, he's able to stand up eretz, that which sank into the ground, these gates of Gan Eden. So Rabbi Nizal says here, ki ho'ikra yidei mishpatei ha-Torah, b'chinas poiskim, the main accomplishment of this is through the mishpatim of the Torah, meaning poiskim, shulchan aruch, b'chinas melech, by mishpat yamid eretz. That's how a person is zeichet to reveal these gates that sank into the ground. V'zehu, this is what the pasuk means when it says, Titen lecho b'chol she'orecho lishvotecho. Ki ha-shayftim v'shaytrim, these judges and police, mekimin ha-she'orim shenit buboretz. Their mission is to elevate, to establish these gates that sank into the ground, to bring them up and put them back in their proper position. V'zehu b'chol she'orecho lishvotecho. Ki heim mekimin u'megalin ha-she'orim shenisalmu. They establish and reveal these gates which went into hiding. B'chinas tovu b'oretz she'orecho. As the pasuk says clearly in Eicha, that the gates went into hiding. Heim mekimin oisom. These people who study Shulchan Aruch, the limud of halacha, they establish these gates al yidei ha-mishpot shalohem, through their constant process of judging, trying to figure out between kosher and treif, kosher posel, which one is chayev, which one is potter. Rabbi Nizal says, the haynu limud paiskim, the study of paisek, b'chinas melech b'mishpot yamid eretz, which is this concept of a king through mishpat has the power to elevate that which sank into the ground, that which went into hiding, which means to enter into the Shar HaKidusha, to enter into the Gan Eden. Rav Moshe Zal writes, Boruch Hanoisei Mayoev Koyach, blessed is Hashem, who has given those who are tired strength, v'la'ein oinim, and to those who seem weak, who wouldn't be in a position to be able to do this without the help of Hashem, Asher Adkoy Azarunu, who helped us till this point, Barachmav Huatsumim, with his infinite kindness, lahaschil v'ligmar devorov, to be zeichet, to begin and to complete Devorah of Horishenim, Rabbein Azal, the first section of Rabbein Azal's Torah in his life, the first sefer that was ever printed of Rabbein Azal's Torah, the first Likutei Moran, Asher Huvu Bikra Hanoira Hazeh Sefer Likutei Moran, which are brought in this composition, the Sefer Likutei Moran, Afar Samoinach Dachyo, these are the purest spices, Tleis Arnahar, in 13 rivers of the purest spices. This is a term that's used in the Gemara and the Sifrei Kabbalah, referring to the Yud Gimel Midosh HaTorah in the Dreshes poem. The Torah of Atik is referred to as the union of Besamim. Note, Besamim is always the Neshama. The Gemara says, Kol Koil HaNeshama Tahalel Kol. What item is there that a person makes a bracha on that the Neshama benefits from, not the Guf? That's Besamim, smell. Smell is an item of the Neshama. So many times we refer to the highest level of Torah where, like, the physical can't really benefit from it. It's the neshama that really appreciates it. We refer to it as sweet-smelling spices. The Sifrei Kabbalah bring that the milui of the word Shabbos, Shabbos symbolizes the Torah of Atik and everything. The milui of the word Shabbos is Begematria Afar Simona Dachya. It's these rivers of spices that are mentioned throughout the Sifrei Kabbalah because Shabbos is the symbol of Olam Haba, which we refer to many times. The Gemara says that this tzaddik did so many mitzvahs, he was zeichet to have as his reward. Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Bun, I think the Gemara says, is the one about whom the Gemara says that he said, Kol Yamai Yogati Lorik, I thought that my whole life I lived Lorik. In other words, I didn't really accomplish a lot. And then when I came there, I was able to find out that they gave me these 13 rivers of spices. The word Rik, Reshut Kuf, refers to the 310 worlds. Called Lahan Chaloya Vayesh, at Tzadik is mostly the 310 worlds, which is the Bechina of this Afar Semoina Dachma, this pure smelling spices that a person is able to achieve in Adam Havon. Sofnas Paneach, that which is hidden, was revealed in this sefer that we learned till now. Kol tzfunois boimizgalim umizbarim. All secrets of religion are revealed and explained in this sefer that we just learned. Kishvili de Nahardor, like the roads of Nahardor, Nohire Deo, the Gemara Dashins. The Gemara says that Shmuel, who was one of the holiest of the Amoraim, once said that he understood the secrets of Kabbalah as well as he understood the streets of his city. He lived in the city of Nahardor. The Sifrei Kabbalah bring note, it wasn't coincidental that he lived in the city Nahardor. The word Nahardor is actually made up of two words, Nohire Deo, the light of Das. In other words, meaning that city was Mesugal for the study of Torah for Talmidei Chachamim. Came Kol Shvilei HaChochmo HaAmitis V'Yira Shemayim V'Eitzes D'Kedush Alei Nehirim. Just as Shmuel said that to him all the secrets of Kabbalah were revealed, so too to Rabbein Azal all the streets of the true wisdom and Yira Shemayim and holy advice were revealed to Rabbein Azal, were lit up to Rabbein Azal. Hanimtza Koze Ish Asheruach Likim Boi. Is there to be found a person like this who had the spirit of Hashem, the Megalion Lei Damatmarin, that they revealed to him that which is hidden? Kol Devorav Kigachle Eish Zikukin Denur Ubeurin. All of his words are like fiery hot coals that are glowing with fire, Ubeurin, and smoking. In other words, very, very hot. Kumu Uborchu Es Hashem Alekechem in Oilam Vad Oilam. Let us come and give blessings to Hashem from one end of the world to the other. The Golilei Nohirin, the Galilon Nohirin, that Hashem was revealed to us. Those who were zeichet to learn this first sefer of the Gemara, Hashem revealed to us the light that's found in it. Ezras Avaseinu Humei Olam, Hashem is the one who helped our forefathers, Mogein Umoshia Elohim V'lefnei Achreim L'dorei Dorin, and Hashem protects and helps the Avos and their children for generations and generations. Ke'an Nechvei Kido, now let us bow before Hashem, V'natzli Kodom Rachmona, and let us pray to Hashem, let us be mispalel to Hashem, the heavy b'sa'adona, that may Hashem help us. May Hashem give us the help that we need. L'haschil v'ligmar sefer likutei moran tanina, to be zeichet to begin and finish the second sefer likutei moran. Ono Hashem ha'ishiyono, kasher zochino l'sader oison, kein ninske rasoison, just as we were zeichet to prepare the first sefer likutei moran, let us be zeichet to accomplish whatever is written in there, ad noshu v'tzien bernono, till we're zeichet to return to Yerushalayim. With song, ubemehera biyameinu yekuyam, and very, very soon in our time will be mekuyam the words tavoi toshuri merei shamona, that will be zeichet to get to see Hashem, will achieve such a level of emuna in Hashem that will be zeichet to see Hashem. Chazak, chazak, v'nis chazak. Chazak for coincidence. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Now we begin. This was phase one. This is the first section of Rabbein Azal's life, which was which was definitely a much lower level than what we're going to find in Likutei Moran Tanina. we put him on Tanino, you find the last years of Rabbeinu Zal's life, the most outstanding Torahs that he ever spoke, the long Torahs that he said on Rosh Hashanah, the last 4 or 5 years of his life, the Rosh Hashanah Torahs, are all upcoming. That's going to be in this second Sefer, plus the Torah Ayin Mekayim Kavoido, Kim Rachmin Yinagim, all the Hashorah of Rabbeinu Zal, the Ikra, the last years of his life, are what we're about to encounter in this coming second Sefer of Likud Maran. We should be zeicher to begin and to finish. We should be zeicher that our Ezers should provide the opportunity to be able to learn without any interruption, without any problems, and should be zeicher to get the credit that they get for having their husbands learn. Right. Now we start, we're going to do for the second chelik of Likud Maran, we're going to do the Hakdama because it's shorter than the first chelik. It's written by Rav Moshe Zal. And you'll see the significance that he gives to this Hakdama. You'll be able to understand that it's very, before we learn, let's see what Rav Moshe Zal wanted us to get out of learning this. We're going to see his exact attitude, his feelings towards this Sefer. Everybody listen carefully because I've been saying to myself, honestly, a major part of my Sefer's bristle came from and comes from this one page here. Just hearing Rabbeinu Zal's closest Talmud, the way he talks about learning Breast of a Swan. Rav Moshe Zal writes, Zeh Sefer Toil Sodom. This is the Sefer which deals with the life, which describes the life of mankind. Imrois Tehoirois, very pure speeches. Asher Shamanu Mipi Rabbeinu HaKadosh, which we were zeichet to hear from our Holy Rebbe, Oyer HaGonos V'Hatzofon V'Nelam, the hidden, hidden, hidden light. He uses every adjective conceivable to apply the word hidden, that this light is not a light that's obvious to everybody. It's a hidden light. Just like Halacha, which is the most important limud, what's the purpose of it? To reveal that which is hidden. These Sha'orim, which are sank into the ground to bring out, to be Megala, the Soid, so too, that's the Torah that Tzadik Emes, which is always referred to as the Spachin of Oyer HaNe'olam. Moy Haran Zechet Tzadik Levrocha, Moy Reino Rabbeinu Rav Rabbi Nachman Zechet Tzadik Levrocha, Asher Kvar Yotzo La'Oyer Ma'amor of Hanayron, the Sefer Likud Emarat HaNitvas Kvar, we have already presented, brought to light, his awesome Torahs, lectures, in the Sefer Likud Emarat, which was printed previously. Ve'ele Devorov V'achroinim, these are his last words, his final words, Asher Chisif L'chadesh U'legalois Achrei HaShenigmar Sefer Na'al, that which he continued to reveal and add on, knew his Galus of Torah, after the first Sefer was completed. And that which we were zeichet to hear with our ears from Rabbeinu Zal's holy mouth from that day up until his passing. There's a chapter on the Kudaman here that was said right before Rabbeinu Zal's Histalkus. Nichtav Sefer Zeh is all written in this Sefer. Now, here goes. Rav Moshe Zal says, V'zois lo da'as, and we want to serve notice. We want to make it very, very clear. Ki kol divrei ha-sefer ha-zeh, everything that's found in this sefer, u'kamoi kein kol divrei ha-sefer ha-rishon asher nitvas kvar, and so too all the words that are found in the first sefer Likud Maran, which was already printed. Kulam hein dvorim elyonim, they're all very exalted words, amukim, very, very deep, urechovim mineyam, and they expand as wide as the ocean. Kulam hein dvorim yile ha-ma'ayin lovoy at-chunosam. One who tries to be ma'ayin, to study them in depth, will become tired, will tire himself out very, very much, trying to get to the teichen o'inyan, trying to understand fully what Rabbeinu Zal is presenting. V'gam lefi pshuton shel dvorim, and even just to understand the simple translation and interpretation of what he was trying to bring out, koshe ma'oid lehovin hadvorim b'chsav. It's very, very difficult to be able to understand these items in writing. Because no matter how good a book is written, it can never be presented as clear as one was zeicha to actually attend the live shiurim and see. And Rabbeinu Zal's Torah Gemara, where he explains the rims, the ramozim that are in the yodayim and in the oyer and the einayim, all the things that come out of hearing a shiur live, there's no way to really duplicate that in a sefer. Because these are deep words, very, very deep. Which it was necessary, in other words, it was mandatory to explain these items in writing. The text, in other words, the the summary, to summarize the kavona of what Rabbi Nizal wanted to bring out, afilu lefi pshuton shel dvarim, even on the simplest level, not the full depth, but just understand basically what he's trying to bring out. Because every single lecture and every single chiddush of Rabbi Nizal, yesh bohem nistorois rabbi smaid, has in it a tremendous amount of hiddenness, of secrets in it. They were all taken by Rabbi Nizal from a very, very, very high place in heaven. As Rabbi Nizal brings in the Torah in Chelek Aleph, that v'lekeach nefoshes chacham, the chacham takes nefoshes, and he goes way, way up to heaven, v'yoreid oiz mibotcha, and he brings down oiz. Oiz is Torah, Hashem oiz lama yitim refers to Torah, mibotcha, from its place. In other words, you have this concept of a tzaddik being required to do two phases. First, he has to gather together an assemblage of nefoshes on earth. Once he gathers together the proper size assemblage, quantity and quality, it propels him, it shoots him off. That gives him fuel to go up like a rocket, as high as he needs to go to get the type of quality of Torah that he wants to draw down. And then there's a second avoida of bringing that Torah back down to earth. We have that explained in one of the earlier Torahs, in Lukutaman Chelek Aleph. Vehem klolius godol ma'oid, and Rabbi Nizal's words are a tremendous klolius. They're incredibly encompassing. They encompass every. They're a concept of all encompassing. They cover all different categories, all different classifications of people, all different classifications of situations that could happen to a person are all included within each one of Rabbi Nizal's Torahs. In each and every single lecture of Rabbi Nizal's is included many, many individual, wondrous, awesome topics. Each lecture splits out, branches out to many, many different explanations on the same question like, and many, many different totally discrete topics. And still, so in a way we're presenting it like this is the most complex thing conceivable, but still, after a little bit of effort of applying oneself, one who studies it carefully will be able to understand a little bit the simple pshat of what Rabbi Nizal meant to say, and the person will also be able to apply these items, to be able to understand one thing from another, to be able to use this as a base from which to branch out to understand whole new items using this as a base. But the actual core of Rabbi Nizal's Torah, gofu midatenu, that's way, way over our heads. Rav Nosson Zal says it's not possible for us to discuss this now in length. To be able to tell over about Rabbi Nizal's greatness, because of the tremendous machlekes that there was against Rabbi Nizal during his lifetime, therefore it's very hard to write openly in a book that's going to go out to the world to describe what we know to be fact of the incredible greatness of Rabbi Nizal. And one who is intelligent, Yovin may Elov, will be able to understand by himself, ma'at ma'at, a little bit, kasher yosim eino v'liboy al divrei Rabbi Nizal, if he'll put his eyes and his heart in Rabbi Nizal's sefer, he won't learn it like a baby, he'll really concentrate when he's learning it, yaskil v'yovin ma'at oitzim toikev rum kedushosoi, he'll be able to understand a little bit, to a small degree, the incredible greatness, exaltedness of the level that Rabbi Nizal achieved as a tzaddik. Ves yikor teferes gedulosoi, the preciousness of the high level madrega that he achieved. The yeser mizen, more than that. In other words, Rav Nosson Zal is telling you very clearly, I'm under-exaggerating. Anything I've said till now, I'm under-exaggerating. Im yizke, the yeser mizen, and more than this, im yizke, if a person will be zeiche, yavchin lo'osid, he'll be able to understand lo'osid lo'vay, when Mashiach will come, sesayim hadvorim, the hiddenness of these words, ad yara oleinu ruach mimorayim, until Hashem places upon us a spirit, a heavenly spirit from above, to be able to make us really understand the greatness of Rabbi Nizal, the greatness of his teachings. Okay, cute, fine. This type of item we could find in other svarim also, different types of chassiduses, also talk about exalted topics and complex items, fine. Av ulam, however, kigoyim do tzorech lo hidia, what the following we must notify l'chol anshei shleimenu, to all those who are part of our group, ha-haredim el divrei Rabbeinu Zechet Tzadok Levrocha, who tremble at the words of Rabbeinu Zal, those who really have committed themselves to Rabbeinu Zal, those who call themselves talmidim of Rabbeinu Zal, breslov ha-chasidim, ha-metzapim v'ha-mishtekekin l'shmei ha-dvoro, those who yearn and hope to hear Rabbeinu Zal's words, ve'enehem kolois lirois chiburov, and their eyes yearn to get to see the sforim, the new sforim of Rabbeinu Zal that are printed. Shekol divrei Rabbeinu er ha-neelam zechet tzadik levrocha, seichel divrei, sorry, this we ulam kegoyim dot zorof lo'idia, we have to give notice the following, colon, Shekol divrei Rabbeinu er ha-neelam zechet tzadik levrocha, that all the words of Rabbeinu Zal, the hidden light, ikar kavonoi samamorim, the main intention in all of this lecturing and everything, asher yotzu b'dusha b'tarani piv ha-kodosh, of these words which came out of Rabbeinu Zal's mouth with holiness and purity, loi ha-medreshua ikar bohem kiim ha-maiser. Rabbeinu Zal was not looking to present any exalted speeches. He wasn't looking to prepare a masterpiece. The main thing was the maisa. He wanted to improve his talmidim lemaisa, that their physical actions, their physical life, should be changed by studying his Torahs. He called Vorov Hakdashim, because all of Rabbeinu Zal's holy words, kulam heim hanhogois nifloois, they are all incredible ways of a person going, guiding his lifestyle. The etzais meirois, and awesome advice. The hisayrus gadol ma'oid ma'oid lavaydosis barach, and it could bring a person to a tremendous arousal to serving Hashem better. V'chol devorav kigachle eish bayarim kilapidim, and all of Rabbeinu Zal's words are like hot coals burning like lightning bolts. Malhivim halev the hislavus gadol, which are intended to heat up a person's heart with a tremendous hislavus. And to bring a person to an infinite yearning to Hashem. That was the main purpose. All of this writing isn't to become intellectuals, to be able to say that we know Bina and Das, all baloney. That's not the tachlis. That's the introduction. That's supposed to lead you into becoming a better, simple Jew, a better ish poshut. After you get to the keser of the Olam HaAsiyah, what's the next level? Emuna, going back to Emuna, getting to, in other words, after you've achieved the highest level of wisdom within an area, the next step is to be able to take all that wisdom and use that to become an ish poshut again, become the most poshut person possible on the next level, and keep climbing, keep cycling from world to world like this. Ve'ein min ha-tzerich la'arich b'zeh. Rav Moshe Zal says it's not necessary to elaborate about this. L'chol maskil ha-chofetz b'emes la'mitoi. To anybody who really, really is interested in the truth, who really, really wants to know about the truth. Ki yovin midatoi eskoil v'noichochas. Because that person will understand from his own mind, by looking at these words, he's going to be able to see clearly that the intent here wasn't, this wasn't some kind of intellectual discourse baloney. This was intended lamaisa. These words were written to change people's lives, to improve people in a practical sense and coming closer to Hashem. And the person will accept the proper teichocha from this. Yiru eino v'yismach levovoi. Let the person's eyes see and let his heart be happy. Glaukein osimo lefi machsoim. Rav Moshe says, therefore, because it's not necessary to elaborate, I will put a muzzle on my mouth. Voimer, and I will say, ad poi tovoi. That this is as far as I go. There's no, I don't want to talk more about this. The rest is up to each and every person, depending on how honest he's going to be with himself and about life and everything. Hamaskil, one who is intelligent, ko'esi doim, will be quiet now. Ad niskel alis, let's see, in barina, b'mher v'yamino amein. Until we'll be zeichet to get to the coming of Moshiach, then we'll be able to say more about this. We'll be able to talk in more clear terms about the extent of the kedusha of these eitzais and everything. HaKosev Devoroi, HaMa'atik VaMesader, the one who, this is his, him signing himself, the one who writes these words, HaMa'atik VaMesader, the one who printed the Sefer, Yagdil Torah V'Yadir, who's looking to heighten the Kavarat Torah, HaKoton, the small one, Noson Ben Adoni Ovi Moiri V'Rebi Orav Rav Naftali Herz, Rav Noson Zal, the son of Rav Naftali Herz, Minemarov Rabosi, from the great city Nemarov, Choson, the son-in-law of Harav Hagoyin HaChosid HaMafursom Aren Rabbeinu Rav David Tzvi Zechet Tzadik Levracha Shehoyo Av Bezin Dekol Kadisha Shagrigrad or the Kol Kadisha Kremenitz VaHagolil and in Moliv Yid Tzadik Lev is what's Yid Tzadik Lev? Hashem Tzuri V'Goyali. This, how are you? Hi, this, it's okay.
This, in other words, why does he, now the question is, why would he sign his name in such a way? Why not leave it Hakoton Nosen Periyah? In other words, why, if he's saying Hakoton, why he had all of these titles? What's the reason? Because this was being sent out to the world. And if a person would read that somebody said this, okay, so Shmagegi said this, you know, he could say it about anybody. He wants to show clearly who he was the son of. His father was well known at the time among those who were learned in Russia, and his father-in-law was known throughout the world. And people know that a father-in-law in those days didn't take a son-in-law if he had a job in computers. A father-in-law like this took a son-in-law if he was a super, super Talmud Chacham. So he wanted it to be known that he was the son of this one, the son-in-law of this one, and this is what he's writing, so don't take it as a joke. Let nobody take it as a joke, and if anybody will give it the honest look, they'll be able to see that he means what he's saying. Rav Nosson Soloway, it's on now. V'hinei zeh ha-sefer ha-kodesh nitfas kvar b'molov. This sefer was already planted in the city of Molov, tekef achar histalkusoy, immediately after Rabbeinu Zal's histalkus. We just mentioned these words this morning. Va'aydi dechaviva ozdelehu. And because people liked it so much, they all copies were sold out completely. Uke'es nitfasu shenis. And now we're printing it for the second time. B'toisvis kamamailas toivois. With having added on some new improvements, kashayira hama'ayin ve'inov. As one who studies will be able to see. Gam hoisafnu b'seif ha-sefer kamadvorem nifloim shalakatati mitech sichos ha-kdoshim. We also added on at the end of the sefer some wondrous things that I chose among the holy sichos that Rabbeinu Zal said. Sheshamati ruba mipiv ha-kodesh bi'atzmai, the majority of which I was zeichet to hear from Rabbeinu Zal himself. Uktsosom shamati mipi acherim sheshomim mipiv ha-kodesh bi'atzmai. Some of the others I heard from people who heard it directly from Rabbeinu Zal. He's stressing the authenticity of everything he's saying. Why? Because we find, for example, by the Ari HaKadosh, who had Talmidim who were super, super tzaddikim, the Arizal said to his Talmid, Rabbi Yitzchak HaKayim, right before his Histalkus, he warned that all the rest of his Talmidim, excluding Rav Chaim Vital Zal, everyone is forbidden to continue this limud of Kabbalah on their own whatsoever, or to expound on the Arizal's teachings to the world, except for Rav Chaim Vital Zal, because the Arizal testified he was the only one who really, really understood what the Arizal meant to present in his teachings. So here Rav Nosson Soloway wants to stress that every word he's saying he heard either firsthand, or at worst, some of the things were secondhand, but yet very, very careful to make sure that they were authentic. And about and how my soul knows very, very well the incredible depth that's found in Rabbeinu Zal's holy words, and how much halachos and etzos and everything a person could learn, not just from Rabbeinu Zal's lectures, but from his sichos, some conversations that he had with different people. V'kamo etzlis nefloyis b'avodas Hashem, and how many wondrous etzlis about serving Hashem u'behilchis derech eretz, and about how to live with people. Yechelon lomoid midvorov, a person could learn from Rabbeinu Zal's words. Mi sheyesh lo imoyach b'kodkodoy, any person who's got a brain in his skull. U'mestakel al hemes, and who looks at the truth. Al kein omarti, therefore I said to myself, lo emna hatoiv, I will not hold back this good, these sichos that Rabbeinu Zal had written down for himself. He had never publicized them. He said, I decided I'm not going to hold this back. I'm not going to refrain from lahadfis kamadvorim misichos v'akdoshim, from printing some of these items of Rabbeinu Zal's sichos. Ukvar nitvesu kama sichos k'deisha shaloi besvorov hanitfosim kvar. It's true that many sichos, many holy sichos of Rabbeinu Zal's were printed in other svarim, the sichos saran, which was printed at that time. However, ukoeis hoisafti lilkoit oid kamadvorim kohena. Now I picked out some additional items, like those items. And because of the tremendous expense of printing, how expensive it is to print svarim, and because of the fact that there isn't a lack of availability of time, because Yomim Tovim, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, are about to come. Obviously, he printed this shortly before Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Therefore, I didn't get a chance to print all the sichos that I have. Again, we didn't get all. We got a lot, but we didn't get all. And hopefully, I hope that there will be, in the future, the opportunity will present itself to print everything. ki me rochoik nirali, because Rav Osson says, I see in the distance, at heichon magia kol dibor v'dibor shiyotza mipiv hakodesh b'tusha v'tahara. I see in the distance what levels Rabbein Ezal's words reach in significance, how significant is every single word that Rabbein Ezal spoke during his life. But he's seen with my own eyes, shetehilo lokel, that blessed Hashem, hasichos shehedfasnu kvar, these small paragraphs that we printed in previous times, hitzlichu, they were very successful. Successful in what? In making people more religious, making people better. Vegam osu peri, and they produced fruit. Ayin roa sovat ashrin, people saw this and they became enthralled by it, they enjoyed it very, very much. And all those who were interested in the truth, they liked it very, very much. May Hashem help us to go on the true path. To be mekayim, all the words that Rabbein Ezal spoke to us in many, many different forms. Hein bederech drush, asher dorish dorash barabim, both the items that he spoke in the form of drush, a shir in Torah, hein bederech sicha in klal hamayin anoshim, or in the form of a sicha speaking to a group of people times when it wasn't a shir, but he just happened to get into a conversation with a group of people and say over a sicha, oy sichos rabim sheher baladaber im kol echod b'fnei atzmai, or the multitude of sichos that Rabbein Ezal told over to each and every single one of his individual talmidim, bekama gilgulim gilgelimono, with many, many circumstances, there were many, many circumstances that Rabbein Ezal worked out to be able to pass on so much Torah to each one of his talmidim and to the whole group as a whole. Hakoyl kashel hakoyl, the wholeness of it, the purpose of all of this was to turn our hearts to Hashem, to get us to a point where we could serve Hashem with honesty and with tmimus. Mi yitein efoi, who will give us the opportunity? May Hashem give us the opportunity that we should be zeichet to fulfill the rotzayin of Rabbein Ezal, the rotzayin of Hashem be'emes. Amen. Ken yehi rotzayin. Baruch Hashem. There were many, many circumstances that Rabbein Ezal worked out to be able to pass on so much Torah to each one of his talmidim and to the whole group as a whole. Hakoyl kashel hakoyl, the wholeness of it, kedei lahatois levaveinu elav yisporach. The purpose of all of this was to turn our hearts to Hashem, la'avdoi be'emes ubetomim, to get us to a point where we could serve Hashem with honesty and with tmimus. Mi yitein efoi, who will give us the opportunity? May Hashem give us the opportunity that we should be zeichet to fulfill the rotzayin of Rabbein Ezal, the rotzayin of Hashem be'emes. Amen. Ken yehi rotzayin. Baruch Hashem.